You're listening to DraftKings Network.
What's going on, guys? Ellie from Copper 9 here. You might not know who I am, but I've got nothing better to do. So watch the Soccer Cooligans talking all things football, politics, music, culture. Swipe up, click the link,
do
something.
That'll do. That'll perfect.
Hi, Poppy! Yes, let's go.
Let's go.
All right, I got to fix the focus on my camera because it is wet. When I'm over here, you can barely see me. Okay, cool. I don't want to, I got to be like 5 feet from, 5 inches from the screen. I don't want to have to do that.
That's what everybody tuned in to hear is us talking about the camera.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to a brand new episode of the Prem Show. We're taping this live on Twitch. Thanksgiving Eve.
El Twitche.
Okay, especially with my hair right now. It's very much El Twitche. Ya tu sabe.
Yo.
Welcome. We are the Cooligans. My name is Christian Polanco.
That's right. I'm Alexis Guerrero.
Right. We are your favorite stand-up comedians that host the funniest soccer show on Twitch, live streamed with the dopest Twitch chat there is on this website.
That's right. Y somos más gully en todo el Twitch.
Exactamente.
Okay, sí. Ya tú sabes. Todo el mundo sabe español, ¿verdad? Porque si no, va a tener problemas.
Okay, we need to... Is there a translator for this? Do they Google Translate for Twitch?
Is there a Google Translate for... Does Bing translate the Cuban dialect?
Okay, Bing needs to do that. Okay, get on that, Bing.
How come we never started calling Colo Blanco, Colo Colo Blanco?
You can start today,
right? But, I feel like we should. Where is he? It's the first time he's not been here.
Yeah, he's also not here. We usually, you know, we start late. We give him enough time, but maybe it is. He might have a family obligation this time around. Obviously, the holidays are around. Hello, everybody. Thank you to everyone here on Twitch. If you're listening to this podcast, we tape this show every Wednesday, 6 p.m. Eastern time on Twitch, twitch.tv/soccercooligans. Give us a follow immediately because, you're missing out on that side of the experience. Okay. Obviously a lot to talk about today. There's obviously so much stuff in the news going on in world soccer. And people, all right. Thank you. I'm looking at the chat. Oh, Felix, thank you for the sub, by the way. Let's go to Nutmeg Cam. Nutmeg. Okay. So let me give you a quick update on Nutmeg's day. Nutmeg, my sister-in-law, she came by and she has a small puppy. So they went out on a walk together. Helene took Nutmeg with...
Yo, he's so asleep.
He is absolutely out cold. So he's been going through, I don't know if it's like a phase. He doesn't want to sleep in his crate for some reason now. Like, you know how, like the gray, you know, crate that I usually have there? He normally would just go in and sleep, and he's been like, even though he's tired beyond belief, can barely keep his head up, can't keep his eyes open. You put him in the crate, he starts crying. He's just like doesn't, but he'll only now go to sleep outside of the crate. This has been like the last like 2-3 days. He's just like been difficult to get in there to do that. But he also...
I'm telling you, dude, you just got to get rid of the dog. I mean, it's just, how are you supposed to get an idea of what it wants?
He also can't, like... he can't sleep comfortably when he's not in the crate. So I don't understand what he wants because he's suffering. The crate is covered. S-Vogs is mentioning it. Crate is covered. It's never been an issue up until this week. And so please let me know. Thank you for the sub, Sum Architect. Yeah, we appreciate it.
Can we talk about why your dog sleeps with half of its, the rear end of its body on something and the rest of it on the floor? That can't be good for his back. Your dog's going to have scoliosis.
I don't know his deal. He clearly has a bed that's comfortable, but refuses to use it. It makes
when I was a little kid, I'm talking about a little kid, my mother thought there was something wrong with me. It turns out she was right. But the reason she thought that was because I wouldn't sleep on the pillow. I would push like all the foam. You know, like I would push the inside, the pillow itself up, and I would sleep on just the pillow cover
okay.
on the bed. So she's like, you're not using it right. And I'm like, well, if I put my head on top of it, it's very uncomfortable. She's like, there's something wrong with this boy.
Glenster, Glenster 25 just said the floor is cooler. That's why.
But what, his ass isn't? His ass is too hot? It doesn't make sense.
He wants his ass warm. He wants his head cold. Okay.
Jay Freeberg 26 says Alexis probably sleeps like that, honestly. You know what? There's been plenty of times where one time I was so drunk, I fell asleep with my back on the floor, but my legs on the bed. So I looked like I was sitting, like the chair had fallen, I fell backwards.
Yes, you know
what I mean? Colo Blanco's also stream. Colo, shut your stream off.
How dare
you? Don't
you
know when we come on?
Oh, incredible. Welcome, Colo Blanco. Thanks
for
coming.
The disrespect, Colo.
Thanks for coming through. Yes, obviously.
I mean, Colo Blanco.
Okay, now that he is here, we can do the joke again.
There you go.
So, yes, obviously, we can't start this show without mentioning Diego Maradona, right? Obviously.
R.I.P. to the legend.
Yeah.
Not even the legend. It feels like he made the sport so big that he became almost bigger than the sport. Does that make sense?
Yeah, which is common, right? We have the Michael Jordans of the world. We have LeBron.
He's bigger than Michael Jordan.
Oh, without a doubt. I'm just saying, but like that example of like the reason people pay attention to sports is not really just solely for the sport, right? It's like the characters that are. It's a movie for us, right?
Yeah.
And the characters themselves are what make it more intriguing, or what make the storylines, more entertaining and things like that. And I mean, look,
actually, Ahmed Abdi said, "R.I.P. the legend." Unless you're English, I got to be honest. Even English fans are going ham right now. Like, they're going nuts. They're like, he was a legend. He was the best. He was this. He was that. Like, I'm sure at the time of the hand of God, that hurt. But you got to look back and be like, yeah, I mean, he was great. I'm a Viet fan, said R.I.P. to Alexis' dad.
Yes, yeah, if you don't remember, obviously, when the revelation that we discovered that Diego Maradona had a somewhat, was it an illegitimate child in Cuba?
Three. He knows three illegitimate children in Cuba.
Yeah, and he basically kind of attests it to having too much money and making poor decisions. That is how he refers to those, that side of his family.
Which, I got to be honest, right? If I'm your child, that's something you probably say.
So we've discovered and we've confirmed that Diego Maradona is Alexis's father based on the very little research and evidence that we looked
into. It's mostly circumstantial evidence, but I'll take it. Miru Nation said, hot take, Maradona is better than Jordan, better than Pio, but he used the greater than symbol. So Pele, I'm sorry. And at first I looked at that and I thought he said Maradona is greater than Jordan Pio. And I'm like, well, yeah.
Look, titans of their industry, but I'm going to have to give it to Diego on this one.
Look, I mean, I loved Get Out as much as the next guy. But, Diego Maradona wins this match.
we found out today, like everyone else. And
have you ever had to explain to anyone who doesn't like soccer, like, how significant Pele is? Have you ever had to do that?
Pele or Maradona?
I'm sorry, Maradona.
Okay. I told my girlfriend today, Diego Maradona died, and she hit me with the, who's that? And that's when, you know, you really want to just end things.
You're like,
things.
My divorce attorney. Get
out. Okay, I'm going to propose, and we're going to get married right now so that I can divorce you, all right?
Yeah. Just so you need to understand how devastating this is for me. I love you to death. Will you marry me? I want a divorce.
Okay, we're going to move this relationship quite quickly. Right?
We're going to feel a lot of highs and a lot of lows all today.
Most people... obviously, he's just an absolute legend. But if you didn't pay attention to soccer, you could understand why, you know, you wouldn't know who he was. But
I told a friend of mine, I was like, imagine Michael Jordan, but the whole world is Chicago.
Yeah,
that's probably not even hitting the height of Diego Maradona's like sort of infamy, you know?
Yeah, I mean, few people will be as famous as this man. You know what I mean? Like, there's just, you know, from a, like, it sort of reminds me of, and I think about Elie Menjem's Derby Days, when you saw the Boca River Super Clásico. Mm-hmm. When you watch that and you see how, it's fanatical. It is just absolute. You know, you don't see the way Argentinians love their sport and the way they love soccer is the equivalent of it's cultish. It is a religion. It is. And Maradona was that leader, you know, yeah. of that cult. Like, if he told them to what was it? Who's the dude that told him to drink some juice or whatever? That was that the Waco guy? Who was the guy that?
No, that was Jim Jones in Guyana. Drink the Kool-Aid.
That's
where that comes from. Yeah.
I mean, this is how influential Maradona was, and he was just so obviously he's just so good at the game. And it's like as a you know, when you're young. And you have never seen anyone dominate games the way he did. And he was so small. He wasn't physically stronger than everyone. He was just, he had this level of balance and style and skill that like, it made no sense to anybody.
And if you didn't know anything about soccer and you were doing a pickup game, you wouldn't pick him. Just from looking at him, even in his prime when he was like much thinner, you'd be like, the guy's got great thighs, but what am I? You know what I mean, okay. Beautiful hair. But let's not get crazy.
All right, but we ain't doing a BBW magazine. Okay, we're playing soccer here.
I mean? Look, I like him thick. You know what I'm saying? But that's not what this is about. I'm trying to pick a soccer team here. I mean, call me later, my dude. You know?
Okay. All my friends and family are here watching this. We can't do this.
Jesus. Have some respect. My girl can see this.
But no, man, it's just unfortunate, right? And look, and then you realize the dude, he was only 60 years old. So not old, really, by 2020 standards, not old. But the man lived hard.
He lived about 120 years in that 60 years.
Yeah.
And also, like, weren't you kind of shocked when you found out it was 60? Because at the same time, it felt way too old and way too young. You know what I mean? Looking at him, I'm like, he could have been 80 or 42, you know?
Yeah, just it's a, you know, the last couple of years, especially the last, at the World Cup, at the Men's World Cup, you know, seeing him be... he was embarrassing people, right? It was getting to a point where it was concerning his outbursts and the middle fingers and who knows? I don't know if
that was fun though, right? We enjoyed it.
But that's the thing. But that happens with a lot of people, right? Where they're like, you know, the dude who everybody has a friend that's like, they're drunk or they do some drugs and they're fun. But it gets to a point where you're like, you're a little bit like, oh, is this dude okay? Because I know he's great at parties, but is he actually doing any harm to himself? And I think that's the struggle that people have with Diego Maradona, where it's like you want to praise him for being this godlike hero and being so skilled and being one of the best people at their profession that has ever kind of existed. And then you also have to deal with the very human side of him that of like he had problems and he lived hard and a lot of the problems were caused by just being famous. I mean, we've seen this with child stars and it happens all the time. But the legacy that he left as far as from a footballing culture is incomparable, right? I mean, it's just he's a legend and he's earned that. But that didn't mean that he was perfect by any means. But that's what makes him a complex figure.
Even if you hate Diego Maradona, you cannot take away how he essentially begat so many players. He inspired so many people to become soccer players that probably the overwhelming majority of the players you like today are in some way attributed to the things Diego Maradona did on the field. And I'm not saying that they wouldn't have played without that inspiration, but a lot of it is because of that inspiration, because of just the majestic sort of, capabilities that he had, just the ability for him to play the game at the level he did is what made him great. Like if the first time I was shown the hand of God, goal. I was like, what's so special about this? The guy hit it with his head. He got big hair. I don't get it. You know what I mean? But like when you take into account who he was and the stage it was at and, you know, all the things attached to it, you're just like, oh my God, you know, everything he did was always on the grandest of stages. And it always felt like there wasn't enough pressure. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That could be put on that man. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And a lot of people, I like all the comments and people are, you know, SVOG99 said that without Diego, there is no Messi, which, I mean, without a doubt. I mean, I think he allowed short dudes to have confidence that they could find a place on the team. And, you know, because when you think of, if Diego Maradona was English, okay, if he was Dieguish, Maragonish or whatever, yeah. Just whatever, just some from Wales or something. If he was in
Danny Maradornich, you're like, all right.
If he was in England playing at that time, he probably doesn't even make a team, you know what I mean? Or he's not really, or he's playing in like the fourth, fifth division somewhere because he's like, he's too small. And
right.
Because, you know, soccer in the 70s and 80s was big, big old toothless men clanking around, bumping into each other. That was the game back then.
Just a lot of comb overs, a lot of smoking cigarettes during the match. You know?
He definitely changed kind of like what I think what people thought the sport could look like. And it's insane. I mean, look, he's just an incredible figure. And, you know, to be honest, like there's a, you know, you almost when I saw that he was 60 years old, I felt like what you said, Alexis, where like you I didn't realize he was that old, but that also feels very young. But you also there's also a part of me that's like, how did he live that long? Because he was just doing so much crazy shit to himself. And I'm glad he did live as long as he did. But it's just like, I think, you know, I mean, not to get too personal, but when you have family members and people that deal with like addiction and things like that, it's that's the part of it that it's difficult for me to praise someone so much because it brings up kind of those like bad kind of feeling because you know what kind of that behavior kind of leads to.
Yeah, and, you know, the other thing is, like, thank you, Napoli, for having bad cocaine, because if his cocaine was too pure, he would not have made it to 60, you know what I mean?
Okay, thank you for cutting it up, you know?
Thank you for stepping on that package, my G. Thank you, Gamora, you know?
If you haven't seen the documentary, the Maradona documentary on HBO, it's great, and you kind of get to... I didn't really know that much about his time in Italy, and you really... I mean, he was, again, he's just unbelievably an absolute superstar. And the world is different now because there weren't that many people that famous, like to his level. I mean, yeah, you had the celebrity here and there. Even if you're a Hollywood celebrity, you're not even close to what Maradona was at, right, at his peak. And, you know, now there's something now, I think because of social media, there's people are they can grasp the concept of fame. You have a viral tweet, you do a video, now all of a sudden, you're like a lot of people know who you are. But because now, you know, not be every if you have social media, you have the potential to be famous, and but even still, you do not have the potential to be as famous as Maradona was. Just like literally, cannot walk down the street, cannot go anywhere. It was. It's probably what led to a lot of the addiction issues and things like that. Like it was a tough time. So there's a part of me that feels bad for what Maradona had to go through. But we can't just forget that, you know, he has illegitimate children all over the world and things like that. So, yeah, by no means a dude.
The homie couldn't keep his dick to himself. You know, he loved sharing it. But like, what I love about it, and especially having been married to a family from Naples, like, I can't explain to you, like, when you think of New York, you think of, like, the most basic mainstream idea of New York involves, like, the skyline, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe the Brooklyn Bridge, you know what I mean? Maybe a taxi, you know, Frank Sinatra, maybe Times Square. Those are icons of New York. Those are images that you conjure up when you think of New York. When you think of Naples, you think of, in order, you think of pizza, Diego Maradona, Sofia Loren. Those are the three. And I'm not, it's hard to explain, but like the way, like if a New Yorker moved to Europe, he might or she might get like a poster or a painting of Times Square or the skyline. You know what I mean? Something to remind you from home. For people who own pizza restaurants in New York that are from Naples, it's almost a given. You're not from Naples if you don't have a photo of Diego Maradona. But it's like, it's not even, it almost has like, there's no correlation that it's soccer. It is, that is Naples.
Yeah.
Diego Maradona is Naples. A dude from Argentina is the patron saint of Naples. In fact, the Napoli, the soccer team, is thinking of changing their stadium name, or not thinking, they're going to, from San Paolo to Diego Maradona Stadium. They're getting rid of a name of a saint, and they're putting in the name of a god in that city.
Okay, finally, an upgrade, okay?
You know, we need to go up this ladder.
I love Northwood Guitar said, Italian cocaine is inferior coke. And I'm starting to realize how much cocaine activity has happened in this chat. I don't know. I feel like...
Can I tell you something? There's no Cooligans fandom without a couple of mistakes in your life.
All right? Okay. I mean, I can't say I've done cocaine. I can't say it, so I won't.
Legally, you know, my parole officer is just off the shot right
here. I've always mentioned the first time I saw someone do cocaine was after a stand-up show. And this was in at the Village Lantern. This is after a show. People know Andrew Schulz and Akash Singh of Flagrant 2. They were there, a bunch of other comics. And we were hanging out in the showroom after the show, so no one's there. And then some guy who was at the show, he went up to the bar. He came back down, and he was like, oh, you guys are so funny. I could do comedy too. And literally does a key of cocaine. he sniffs it, goes on stage, and starts word for word doing Eddie Murphy's Delirious. Like, he just starts doing somebody.
I mean, technically you are doing stand-up, but it's someone else's stand-up.
And it was just surreal. And after like maybe 3 or 4 minutes, it was like pretty funny. And then after that, we were like, all right, this guy's high on cocaine doing Eddie Murphy's Delirious. He has to stop, and then we told him to leave.
No, like a key bump,
off of a key. That is the best from my understanding. The best cocaine delivery system. It's apparently
it's certainly effective. You know what I mean? If you've got one of those little vials. But I still remember, like when I was a kid, there was like this dude that used to sell weed. So seeing weed around his place wasn't a big deal. But then we saw, like, you know, like 7 Ziploc bags all, you know, and you could see the object inside, you know, the 7th one of those in there was white. And we were like, oh, he got a promotion at work, you know.
Oh, my goodness. I love these questions. Northwood Guitar also asked, Christian, as a white guy, when will you actually start to age?
You know what? I'll answer this. It's going to happen abruptly, and it's kind of scary. But this is the thing that happens to a lot of Latinos. Like, yo, you get to a certain age, you'll look 16 until the day you look 45.
I don't know.
It's just going to be overwhelming.
I mean, also my mom, who is 63 or 64, something like that, it looks like she's in her 40s. So if it goes in that direction, and you know, I'm continuing to be with a nutritionist, I think I will live twice as long as Diego Maradona, if you know.
if you're lucky.
If I'm lucky. So
and how do I stay looking so young? Great question.
Oh, thank you for that.
You didn't see it. It's in the chat. It's somewhere at the top. It's mostly a lot of the preservatives I eat, I like to think.
Oh, I like this. Steven Jumbo just said, I read a news article that they were shipping coke to Italy inside coffee beans.
Let me tell you something. You want to wake up in the morning, my friend.
Okay. Yeah, that's pretty wild. Okay, so yeah.
Oh, Northwood Guitar said, Alexis, dude, you're looking great. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yeah, so just a crazy day with Diego Maradona. And, you know, actually, speaking of people who have passed, we should also mention the we put this out on social media, the patch, the hello and welcome patch for Daryl Grove is
absolutely
available now for pre-order. I will put the link. The link is right there in the chat. And I mean, this is surreal. We announced it yesterday. And we've already had...
At like 3:30.
Yes. And we've already had... I mean, I think we're at like 700 orders, pre-orders for the yeah. patch.
It's absolutely insane. And, you know, once again, there's the patch. It's beautiful. Obviously, hello and welcome. The iconic opening to every, Total Soccer Show episode that Daryl Grove was on. And what a better statement than hello and welcome. And obviously he was a big fan of Wolverhampton. So, you know, legally we can't say it looks a little bit like Wolverhampton's logo, but you know,
I've
that's a weird stop sign.
I've never seen their logo.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
But so, no, thank you to, I'm sure yeah, there's people here that have picked one up. Thank you so much for doing that. We appreciate it. All the proceeds will go directly to Daryl's family to help cover the medical costs. There's just an insane amount of medical costs for, you know, after his battle with cancer, and we want to help any way we can. So feel free to pick one up. Obviously, the link is right there in the chat.
Lester asked how big it is, and we actually added the dimensions to the website.
It is right there. It is hexagon shaped, and it is 3 inches tall by 3.5 inches wide. So it's
pretty big.
It's perfect for a sleeve if it's perfectly on there. So yeah, feel free to pick one up. We appreciate it. The level of support is great, and you know, I know Taylor and Daryl's wife Shannon really really appreciate it. So it's great to see how much people want to have something to remember Daryl by. So
and know. Huge shouts to On the Volley Apparel, who actually made a couple of different designs. Mm-hmm. Their designers created a couple of different designs based on some of the suggestions and some of, you know, Daryl's, you know, like sort of loves and likes. And shouts to Shannon O'Neill, Daryl's wife, who we sent her all of the mock-ups, and that's the one she picked. And it was great to be able to work with Taylor and with Shannon on something like this to honor Daryl.
Okay. Yeah, I am. All right. So let's move on a couple things. First, you know what? We should shout out the shirts that we're wearing. Shout out to Adidas.
That's right. Can you see that? Oh, geez, I'm going to pull the mic out.
Yeah, Adidas sent us these Juve kits. Juventus. I got the. What would you call this? Not even camo. It looks like
it's like an orange fire.
I feel like I look like a marble table. You know what I mean? Like a countertop.
Yeah. Let's just say if they did that in my size, people would start to put dinner on me. and dude, this one's clean as hell. I got to be completely honest with you. It's
just
super clean.
Just kick 8 ED. Thank you so much for the follow. But yes,
thank you.
Shout out to Adidas for sending these, and they sent us a card. Do you have the card in front of you?
I do not, but it's Weston McKennie basically saying how amazing it was that the first time he saw a Juve kit with his name on it, and how much honor he has, and he honors playing for the team, and he thanks to his fans all across the world. So, yo, shouts to McKennie, who we cannot wait till you're balling in a World Cup, my G.
Exactly. Or, you know, just simply on our show. That'd be nice.
Yeah. Also, I love a guy who does this. You know?
That's always fun. Okay, where to begin today? We're already having a couple. Space United FC just asked, how can we break down to some of our friends who are not typical soccer aficionados that Maradona is bigger than also the great star Jordan? What's your take on that? We did mention this just a moment ago, so you might have gotten here a little bit late, but just rewind on the podcast. So
yeah.
Can you rewind on Twitch? I don't know if you can do that.
Can you go back? Buddy, go back.
yes, so let's move on. Where to begin? Do we want to just look at where we are with the Premier League table right now? Because your favorite team is in first place. The team who was collapsing, falling apart, had no chance. Nothing was going to happen. They had no idea what was going on. Mourinho was going to have a tit-tat with Gareth Bale, and Harry Kane doesn't want to get assists. And
I never said any of those things.
Tottenham is sitting comfortably in first place.
Not comfortably. They're tied with Liverpool, first of all. Chelsea and Leicester City are 2 points behind them. And even Southampton is one win away from being in first.
This is where
where
I want to give credit where credit is due for Tottenham is the goals allowed. They've only allowed 9 goals.
That is a Mourinho team. The bigger shock is the goals for. The fact that a Mourinho team has scored 21 goals is a huge shock. but look, Liverpool is missing their best defender, right? And they're still kind of getting their stuff together. Mm-hmm. And they're not that far behind, okay? And Chelsea, by the way, has the most goals scored in the league with 22, right? Which is a bigger shock. They just allowed one more, okay? That's an even bigger shock. I think they've gone undefeated in the last 10 matches in all competitions. Chelsea's a bigger story than Tottenham. Not to shit on Tottenham. Congratulations, you first. Where's Arsenal? I don't want to talk about it. That's where Arsenal is, all right?
Yeah, Arsenal. Somebody did ask about Arsenal. I forgot. Somebody just said, why is Arsenal so trash? I don't know who asked that, but it was definitely in the chat. And it wasn't just me saying that right now.
I think you just made that up.
What was the red card? Nicolas Pepe, right? That was last week. That was over the weekend. What's up with your boy? Why did he have to headbutt a dude?
I'm kind of this close. I don't want to say it feels like he's a bust.
Does it?
He's a good player.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. He's a good player. He is not a 70 million pound player, a 70 million player.
Yeah.
He's just not. And I get why people are upset when he doesn't start. Willian is old. Willian is out in Dubai, you know, eating with Salt Bae. And apparently he could just come right back in and play like nothing's happening. You know what I mean?
As a human Bao just said, we were missing a very important member of our team for a month, but Gonosaurus is back, baby. That's right. Yeah. He's going to fix it all.
I mean, I wish Gonosaurus solved it. I don't know what the issue at Arsenal is. And somebody said this. I think it was, let me find him. Oh, Breezy C4S. He said, how long before the Alteta chant start?
I like that. Hashtag Alteta. Not Arteta out, just Alteta.
No. Alteta, which again, means very smart.
Yeah, in Spanish, that means titty out, if you don't know.
Yeah. Well, in English and Spanish, because out isn't a Spanish word.
It means, yes, to take your boob out. That's literally what it's saying right there. So I'm like,
so
okay.
I can't wait for that hashtag to start.
You know what? I see this hashtag, you know what? And I'm intrigued. I'm clicking on this because I want to see.
Also, we support the ladies, all right? So that's why we're looking at this on our phones, honey. Okay. You know what I mean?
Hashtag
free the nipple.
Hashtag free the Arteta, okay?
Yeah.
Free the teta.
Free all teta, you know?
I've
said it before. I'll say it again. It feels like Arteta is going to be our manager for the next 20 years. Right now, it doesn't feel like he's going to be our manager for the next 20 matches. But I do believe in his system. I do believe in his ability to get the team to play. The big issue right now is that Aubameyang is not scoring. I don't know what's happening. If Aubameyang was scoring at the rate he was last season, we would not be in 12th right now, and this would not be an issue.
But it's so strange because last season was like 6-7 weeks ago. What has changed?
He got paid. he ain't playing for that contract no more.
Oh, maybe. Nah, man. Pretty surreal that they obviously if Arsenal does not get that red card, I still think they lose against Leeds. They did not look that great in that game.
They drew. What are you talking about?
No, I'm saying that they Oh, you're right. You're right. I'm saying that. If they the point I was going to make is that it's more disappointing that Leeds didn't win over the fact that they really should have got those 3 points.
If we look at it, Leeds is still a very strong team, and I know they haven't been playing great. They're what, 15th? They're 14th. Yeah. They haven't been playing great, right? I get that. But they're still a very tough team to play, especially the way they play. Especially they match up really well against Arsenal. And, yo, we pretty much held Bamford, right? I mean, the dude was doing his thing. We held them down. All I'm going to say is Arsenal went away and came out with a point. We need to do better. We haven't had our form in the last few matches. Hasn't been great. But, yeah, we went to Leeds. We went to Ellen Road, and we walked away with a point.
Yeah.
That's good.
But Leeds I believe they hit the post a couple times. Like, it really, somebody just mentioned.
Yes.
Ahmed Abdi said that Leeds blew it. Yeah, they really had that game and did not close it out. So it was unfortunate. Next up, Leeds is playing against Everton. So I'm excited to see what that game will look like. That will be at home for Everton.
And let me say this, that in no way, shape, or form is anything from that match going to end up on the end of season Arsenal highlight reel. Okay? That was absolutely all Leeds all day. We didn't look great, but we walked away with a point. Everybody eat some turkey. I know they don't celebrate Thanksgiving out there, but Arteta, give these guys some turkey, take a nap, and then wake up and play better this weekend, please.
Yeah. I mean, the table, it's... Now it's sort of adjusting, you know. Villa's losing some matches. Now it's starting to feel a bit more normal. But we will see. Everton did win their game against Fulham, not super convincingly, but they did do it. And I think the main thing, Fulham has Ademola Lookman, who was an Everton player. I think he came up with Everton Academy, and he was playing. You know, with he was invigorated. He was like, I'm trying to do everything I can to hurt this team as much
yeah,
as possible.
Yeah, show these mans what they did.
but Fulham, they got a lot to figure out, and they're not great. And I'm kind of expecting another relegation for them. I would say the biggest surprise on the table, Sheffield United in last place. Sheffield United was like fighting for a Europa League spot last season, and now they are brutally bad.
You think that's a bigger shock than Southampton in fifth or Manchester City in 13th?
I mean, Southampton in fifth, it doesn't feel like it's going to last too long. But
I don't know. Look, I put it in the Slack. It's one of the things I want to talk about. They had that horrific 9-0 loss last year. Remember that? The worst loss in Premier League history?
Mm-hmm.
Yo, look what they've done since they came back. I forget the guy's name, but it's so fun to say. It's like Hudzalhuddle. Hudzalhuddle, whatever the guy that coaches last name.
Please.
Houndshuddle.
Luke Sturgeon. Put it in the phonetically.
He's just going to put hyphens in the man's name. Look at that. What is it? Southampton's manager.
I don't know what's his name.
Ralph Hanzenhudel.
Hanzenhudel.
Oh, it's so great.
It sounds it's like a snack.
Yeah. You want some Hanzenhudel? Like, you know what? Does it have booze in it? You know?
Oh, man.
He's Austrian. But the dude, I mean, that's the dude who sat through the 9-0 loss, and he completely turned this team around.
Yeah.
And, yo, Ings is balling.
Oh, well, Ings is, like, regularly, like, you know, top scorer in the Prem. Like, he's high up there. He's always – I mean, they lose a lot of games. But as far as,
not
like
– this year.
But as far as, like, just getting goals, that's, you know – that's the dude. He does his job. He's looking at his defenders like, yo, I'm trying my best. I don't know if you're really doing what you need to be doing.
I mean, I'm out here balling. Maybe y'all should learn from me, you know?
Should I defend as well? I don't really know. It's difficult for me to be in two places at once.
Should I get the whiteboard? You want me to do the whole thing?
Okay.
It's Ings World, baby. Ings sounds like... we don't know the whole name, you know?
Like, hey, yeah, it's just Danny, yeah. Ingsy.
Just go with Ings. Put Ings on the back of the jersey.
Oh, man.
But yeah, no, I mean, Southampton is absolutely, I'm not going to sit here and say incredible. I'm not going to sit here and say that they're going to end the season in fifth or better, but we're already, what, 9 matches in? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
For all intents and purposes, we're just about a third of the way through the season. Yo, Christmas ain't that far. That's typically where you sit at the halfway point is kind of like who you really are. You know what I mean? You could change it, but that's still who you really are. Dog, I could see Southampton being at least in the top 6 come Christmas time.
I mean, look, as soon as they signed the giant Theo Walcott,
Okay.
I mean, look,
the boy went home.
is it really that much of a surprise?
They should have signed Gareth Bale too, because he's from the Southampton Academy. So is Theo Walcott. Mm. Both of them go home. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Shh,
they win the league.
Theo Walcott did just get his first goal for Southampton in 15 years. He scored the other day. It was the first time 15 years apart that he had scored for Southampton. Yeah, he's old, right? Isn't that weird that he's that old? He doesn't seem like he's that old.
Haircut wise, it looks like he's trying to get on Leeds. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
He's doing the man bun. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. That's.
But yeah, he doesn't feel that old.
That is the you know, when you go to the interview for Leeds, they're like, you know, you got to dress appropriately, and that is that is what's required.
Somebody put on Twitter, no one, and then there's nothing after it. Leeds, and it's a guy sitting on a barber chair with a fade and a man bun.
Oh my goodness. Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain too. Is he also old? Nah, but he doesn't seem that old. Yeah, he seems like another dude that Theo Walcott was part of the English squad in 2008. Yeah, man.
He might be from Southampton is what the point is, because he's from Portsmouth, which is right there. Yeah, okay. He's another Southampton Academy player. Yeah, that's right. Arsenal did just like raid the Southampton Academy.
So, yeah, the what was the other one? Southampton actually their last match. They drew against Wolverhampton, and Wolverhampton's been a team. They're like consistently in. They're not too bad. They're not too good. You would want to see a little bit of improvement on their part, but they don't. They're always kind of disappointing. I'm like, I want more kind of excitement out of their games, and they've kind of let me down a little bit.
I mean, I also feel like they kind of got figured out a little bit. It feels like people kind of now know how to play against Adama Traore. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I can't in FIFA. The dude's unstoppable. Why is he so fast?
Yeah. No, he is a beast.
FIFA, has
he gotten called up by Spain yet?
He did. He just played in the last international break.
I hope they take him serious, man, because he'd be great on that team.
It's funny, in FIFA, he's so fast, but he beats everybody, and he'll beat my defender, and then as soon as he's like 1v1 with the keeper, just shanks it into the stands.
They've done their research.
they put a little bit, like, the rating should be a little bit better. He's not that bad.
Dude, they beat Everton.
Southampton. Southampton, yes, yeah, and that game was like embarrassing. That was the one, but that was no Richarlison, and no, there was somebody else missing. But
you got a red card too.
Yeah, Southampton, they looked, they looked great against Everton,
and they drew against Chelsea. I mean, I know they lost bad against Tottenham, but they also drew against Chelsea too. Shouts to Southampton, man. Maybe when I finally stop being an Arsenal fan, I'll be a Southampton fan. How's that sound?
So there has been...
Jota was from Southampton as well?
Really?
Damn.
He's Portuguese. He went through...
Oh, no, is that Wolves? I think he's from Wolves.
He played at Wolves and then went... And now he's at Liverpool.
Yeah. It was just when you were talking about Wolves.
Okay. Adama Glenster said, Adama is an NFL running back who plays soccer. You ain't lying. And Cole Blanco just said, look, it's skinny Adama Polanco. He has those thick braids on there.
Braids are no joke.
I didn't want to do that. Oh, yeah. I mentioned it at the beginning of the stream before we started recording. But any questions you have about my braids, feel free to ask them. This is the first time I've ever gotten braids. I'm happy to talk about the experience. Have you gotten braids? Are you considering them?
I thought you were asking me. Yeah, I had them. I told you that, right? Yeah.
When did you do that?
So in high school, I used to always have a fade, right? Always had a fade. Always had the sides faded up. I always had the top buzz real short. Never had to worry about doing my hair, any of that. And then just before senior year, I lose a ton of weight. You know what I mean?
No, I don't know what you mean. Please explain.
I went from normal people to you.
Okay, all right. You were dealing with some severe depression hit you.
Probably, actually, if I look back. But whatchamacallit? So I lost a ton of weight, right? I started dressing nice. And then I just decided, like, yo, I'm tired of getting a fade. I've been getting fades my whole life, you know what I mean? Or at least since I've cared about haircuts. Let me just grow my hair out. And, dude, I just started wolfing. Like, I just started, like, I had, like, my hair was just constantly up and out. And then if, like, I laid or something on one side, it'd just be flattened because I don't have, like, my hair's not that curly. It's wavy, you know what I mean? So it would just flatten up. So I didn't know what to do. So I went to my buddy's apartment, and he was remember the stories I've told you about, like, the guy I knew who did dog fights?
Yes.
Did I ever tell you about him? Yeah. So that's, he also cut hair, right? So, you know, very multi-talented, you know?
What a multifaceted, multi-dimensional young man.
He fixed cars, he did dog fights, he cut hair, and he sold mixtapes. It was great. So
my friend Michael Vick, he also played in the NFL.
Yeah. Have you met him before? He got famous. Anyway, the dude was great. And he is like all the DJ Clue shit, that's who I got it from. Mm-hmm. But long story short, he's like fading my hair, and he was like starting to cut my hair. He's like, dude, you should do braids. And I was like, dude, I won't look good in braids. Like, I'll do it in a second. So all I remember from the braids was like my eyebrows felt like they were like this the whole time.
Yeah.
It was really uncomfortable. And I had those like the same rubber bands that kids put in their braces.
Sure, sure.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
Those were all in my hair, just all over the place, holding it. It was parted down the middle, and it was like two sides of the braid. Very, not too dissimilar from yours, yeah. But mine didn't. I didn't have like the curl. Mine were just like a bunch of lines going back. I looked like a parquet floor. And I got home, and my mother was like, ¿Qué coño? You know? She's like, what?
Yeah, and
She's like, you can't even wash your hair. And I'm like, no, I'll put the stockings on. She's like, get that fucking thing out of here. So I think it lasted like 2 days before it started to get like real ratty. And I was like, all right, I'm done with this. Everybody, thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We just want to break up with a word from one of our sponsors, us and you.
That's right, Gully Squad. The last, during quarantine, Gully Squad has not only become a dope soccer community, but it's becoming a vital space for my emotional well-being.
Okay? Yes, if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't have anyone to talk to a lot of the time. And also, I would not know what an apple crisp is.
Okay, yeah, there's so much communication and sharing of food. It's I don't really dwell in that channel too much.
No, you're not allowed to. Your girl can see it on your face that you're looking at food.
She goes through my phone not to look for like texts from other girls. She's like
booty pic, booty pic, booty pic sandwich.
Sam, what is this? How dare you betray me like this?
She's messaging me, homewrecker.
Gully Squad is obviously the Cooligans community of people that are fans of soccer, fans of comedy, fans of food, fans of pizza. It's an opportunity to help support the content that we put out, help us put out more content that we can deliver to the masses, and also get some exclusive content for yourself. So there's a bunch of really cool things going on in there. We have an amazing Slack channel that may or may not exist. Who knows?
Hey, even though we just talked about it.
Exactly, but you know, it's vague. It's very vague. So you can join at any level. You can join, you can give like $5, $10, you can give more. If you give more, there's more perks involved, like merch and a pin and stickers and different things like that. So it's, if you're a fan of soccer, if you're a fan of comedy, we highly recommend you joining, and it definitely helps the show grow, so we can do a bunch of other fun things, you know, in 2021, when we can finally travel, we can be able to go do live shows and do live events and do a lot of other things like that. So
plus you get some really exclusive stuff, like when we release the pins, you get a pin for joining.
That's right.
When we release the pop socket, you got a pop socket for joining, stuff like that. So there's a lot of really good exclusive stuff. It's not just being a part of the Slack channel that may or may not exist, but trust me, that's a dope part of it.
Very much so. So go to soccercooligans.com and click on the Join Gully Squad button now. Glenser asked, how long did it take? It took about an hour and like 45 minutes.
Mine did not take that long, but it also did not look that good.
It is pretty intricate. Obviously, you see these two long braids on the side, and then each one going down the center of my head. Then there's two on the side here that go all the way down to the back. And there's like, if you can see, it's a little long too. I didn't realize my hair would be this long.
Yeah, you kept saying you're going to grow it out. And I think everyone was like, nah, fam, you good. Your hair braided.
Paolo in Minnesota said, this is a soccer show if anyone needed a reminder. Yeah, you know what?
That is true.
Braids are very big in soccer, so it warrants some discussion about it.
We were talking about haircuts, okay, for soccer players. But it also reminds me, we will answer what a Latino Thanksgiving is like at the end of this episode. That's so, right. You know, we can't do it now because we're talking actual soccer. I eat hair, but we will get there.
Okay. The anything
we talked about this. Let's talk about this, right? Whatchamacallit? Man United should play the Champions League music before all Premier League home games and not tell the players it's a domestic match. Now, the reason why this is genius is because Manchester United, not that great in the league.
Mm-hmm.
Where are they? I mean, I know they're better than Arsenal. They're in 10th, right? They're doing better than Arsenal. They're certainly not better than Arsenal. But in Champions League, they are unstoppable. Even yeah. Liverpool lost today against Atalanta.
Yeah, this was a tweet from Andy Mitten, right? He writes for 442 magazine. A journalist. He writes for a bunch of stuff. But this is a very good point because they did win they won yesterday, right? They played what's the name of the team?
Istanbul Başakşehir.
Yes, we always have it's a challenging one.
It might be Başakşehir.
Yes, put it phonetically in the chat. You know the rules.
Stirgu, hit us. Sturgio.
The goal from Bruno Fernandes was like the highlight. I mean, he absolutely cracked it. It was beautiful. But there is something. I don't know what happened to Manchester United in the Premier League. They just lose some sense of, I don't know if it's confidence or is it, look, when you're playing in Champions League, some teams are weaker. Playing some team from Eastern Europe, not going to be good, as good as some, as a Premier League team. We all understand that. But you would expect a little bit more. If they can do this in general at the Champions League level, they should be able to do, like, well, I don't know, 75% of it as far as the quality in Premier League, but they
let's not forget, though, that they lost to Istanbul. And hold on, someone put it in the chat. Let me see if I can pull it up. All right, Nearer Nation said it's Başakşehir. Başakşehir. I can't do it, all right? Shouts to all my Istanbul heads. I can't do it, right? But they lost to them 2-1, so it's not like they're not susceptible. And we would all say there's not a team in all of the Turkish leagues that should be able to compete with your Champions League-level English clubs, right? They're just – that doesn't exist because especially like Besiktas, a lot of these guys, they'll take on some of the, castaways from these big matches. But a lot of the Champions League matches have been upside down, right? I mean, your PSGs and stuff have lost. It's not been an easy going for the big names. But, yeah, I mean, they seem like they play scared in the domestic league. Right?
Yeah.
But in Champions League, they're like, oh, it's like when you go to a new school. Like, remember, like, did you ever get invited to a girls' dance from a different school?
Nah, man. I wasn't that cool. I don't know what to tell you.
Did you talk to girls in high school? Okay. Remember, I was fat, everybody. Look, how did I get this?
High school was very challenging for me, okay?
Was it?
All right. Look, that's why I have my braids now in my 30s, bro. Things didn't go well for me.
This is your third life crisis, huh, Jane?
Oh, my God.
Well, I got invited to a girls' dance from a different school. Mm-hmm. And when you do, no one knows who you are. So you walk in. You know, look, people could think you're the corniest dude in the world, but you walk around with all the confidence in the world. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Because as far as you're concerned, you're mysterious, you know?
Oh, everybody wants to get to know me.
Yeah.
Look, it's kind of a surprise. I mean, I don't know. I mean, what's the
By the way, Luke Sterju said he was the vice president of the modeling club, and that is also true.
So
I knew how to walk with confidence, you know?
It all makes sense. Look, Manchester United, at the very least, have won their last two games.
Golo just put up a poll. Who was cooler in school, Christian, Alexis, Golo, or yourself?
I do, actually. There was one of the poll that was just before that was, do we like Christian's braids?
And it won. You said yes, won.
Yes, won. But there was one person who voted nah. Show yourself, okay?
Yeah, say it to my face. Say it to my brains.
Who are you? How dare you, okay? Who was cooler in school? Yeah, I mean, look, I'm gonna have to give it to Alexis because you may have been cooler, but you also, with that coolness, came a criminal record, all right? I'm good.
I did not deal with that. There's a lot of stuff that the judges, that were sealed.
I am glad I was a minor at the time, that's all.
Alexis was the bully. I was not, man. I was the guy everybody liked.
Okay. And what happened to that? That's changed.
Dude, you know, you start speaking your opinion on the internet and it all goes away.
But yeah, a couple other notable results from Champions League that I thought.
Luke Sterju said he was a criminally good model.
Not bad.
He's killing it today.
Carlo Blanco said, how do I have more votes than Christian? All right, I wasn't boring. Let's get that straight. I didn't drink. I didn't smoke. I didn't do bad things so that other kids would be like, oh, let's invite Christian places. I was the dude who fixed computers and people would buy mixed CDs and illegal bootleg PlayStation games. That's why they came to me. All right.
I won with 44%, by the way. But let me tell you something. That's not even enough for we got to do a runoff.
Okay. It's Georgia now. Robert from LA said, did Alexis or Christian go to their 10th year high school reunion?
We didn't have any.
I didn't have one either. My high school was, I went to a very small high school. And the people didn't really stay in touch like that. There isn't like that kind of level of, you know, like an alma mater where like there's like an organization that somebody who's like keeps track of who went to the school and what they're doing now and stuff like that. Facebook has made high school reunions obsolete, right? Who needs them really anymore? Like you could.
That's not true. I'm going to say this from everyone I know who went to high school reunions. Ashley Madison made them obsolete.
It's just like I already know what everybody's up to. There's nothing to talk about.
Yeah, I can tell you, I knew all these people. Like I knew what all these people were going to do when they were in high school. You know what I mean? Like I could have sat there and judged all of them, and I would have been. I probably would have been about 80% right.
SVogs99 said, mix CDs, Napster. That's right. I used to download. So this was in high school. I was the first person in my high school to get a CD burner. So I used to make mix CDs for people, whether if they wanted like an album or whatever. I would make mix CDs. I would sell them for like $5 to $10. I would make like sometimes between like $70 to $150 a day in school.
That's a good hustle.
I was like 14, 15 years old making like money.
And nobody robbed you?
Nobody robbed me. Okay.
Smart. My buddy used to make burn CDs and he wrote in whiteout on the back of his JanSport, new hip hop CDs, $10. And he would constantly get robbed, just constantly get robbed. Like, well, yeah, you're advertising.
Rob me on the back. Yeah.
I have cash. Just put that on your backpack,
I'm
buddy.
A Viet fan said Winamp, of course. Mess with Winamp. I was on Winamp.
Winamp was the little one, right?
Yeah, that was like just like the it was like a minimal player. I kind of miss it, you know? Spotify is like a little, there's a lot of like too much going on, but it was nice to just have a simple list and a search or whatever. It was dope.
I hated Winamp. Winamp reminded me because back then everyone used PCs. Nobody used MacBooks or a Mac.
Yeah.
Winamp was like a Mac-like thing because it didn't take your whole screen. It was kind of floated,
yeah.
Which to me was like a Mac thing. I always kind of
skins.
Was like,
at Skins, you could change like what the.
Oh, dude, my buddy had like a New York Giants one. So it's like, what are we doing, dude? It's just you're listening to music.
Ahmed Abdi said, someone call the IRS on Christian. No, no need. It's past the statute of limitation. We're done with that.
There's a new poll. Who would get robbed more, Christian or Alexis?
Have I been robbed? Have you been robbed?
Yeah. I think I've told the story a bunch of times where I got like the big bag. You know, it's like when you buy like one t-shirt, you get like the small, like the magazine bag. Yeah. I bought like the big, the jeans. Yeah.
Okay. I don't think I've been robbed. Like, definitely not in any aggressive manner. I've definitely probably left something like in a park and then the bag, like a backpack was missing. I think, but never been. My brother got robbed and it actually traumatized me because my brother had a red Carhartt jacket. And it was like, they're kind of popular. And I don't know if the dude took it. I don't know if it was like gang related. My brother's not, you know, my brother's an IT professional or whatever. But he got robbed at knife point for his jacket. And it, like, I was probably like 11, 12 years old when that happened. And then I remember going to, I used
Hold on real quick. Robert from LA said, an ex-girlfriend of mine robbed 18 months of my life.
Oh, bro, that's worse. The trauma.
Yeah, fam, you win.
So the dude, he robbed my brother's jacket, and then I used to go. I was obsessed with, like, you know, basketball cards and comic book cards or whatever, and I used to go to this place called CJ's in like Kiwanis in Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. And so I was pretty young, but I was able to like ride the subway. I only needed to take the subway two stops. So I would go. That was like a thing I did almost every weekend. If I had $5, I would always make sure I go. But I went to go take the subway once, and I'm about to go through the turnstile, and I see a dude in a red Carhartt jacket, and I'm like, "Yo, that is the dude that took my brother's jacket." I got so scared that I ran out of the subway station and walked to the comic book store. I walked a mile and a half because I was too scared to ride the subway and see that guy. And he might have just had a red jacket, like a red car jacket. They didn't steal it necessarily, but
he's like telling his friends, like, "Oh, I just bought this. Isn't this nice?" And you're like, "Murder!" And you run out of it.
I throw red paint on it. I'm like, "Oh, I didn't even do anything. I made it shinier. Damn it!
It blends with the damn jacket."
What comic were you buying? I went to a comic book store, but really to get comic book cards. So like, whatever, Marvel cards and things like that. So that was like the main thing.
But you were a heavy basketball card collector.
Yes, basketball. That was like where it kind of ended. I was obsessed with basketball cards, and then, you know, I grew up, and I just got over it.
But you still got them, right? That's money.
I do still have them, but I don't like obsess over them like I used to. And I'm glad it didn't really go into my like adult years because I wasted so much money on it.
Hold on one second. Hey, babe, whatever you say is going to end up on the show. D, I'm just letting you know.
What is she
don't
saying?
Don't be talking greasy.
Is she on the phone or something?
She just pulled up FaceTime, which is like, yo, you know?
Oh, yeah. That's
put the earbuds in, yeah, my girl.
It might as well be 4chan for your wife saying some craziness.
She's just talking wild greasy about, you know, her coworkers and shit. I'm like, yo, it's going to be evidence.
Y'all remember Beyblades?
MLS cards right here.
Yeah, there's MLS cards.
Beyblades?
What are Beyblades? I don't know what that is.
By the way, we have lost so many listeners and viewers since we started talking about cards, by the way.
But yeah, I mean, look, we've been going on already for an hour. Let's wrap up.
Hold on. Neighbor Nation said he had back again stolen from you. You had troops stolen from you?
What's Bakugan? What's that?
Bakugan!
Isn't that where the Europa League final was played? What?
Yeah. Where Mkhitaryan couldn't go?
What is Bakugan?
That's the rest of Ng's name. It's Bakugan Ng's.
Okay. It's the spinning things. The spinning, like
the
pogs?
Fidget spinners? I remember pogs. Remember that?
Beyblades were plastic spinning tops. don't know. What?
I don't remember that.
I don't remember that. I mean, this might have been past our time.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm 17 years old.
Yes. Okay.
Now, I remember this.
I do remember this.
This was kind of nerd shit for me.
This was like, okay, I'm pulling it up here. We're using Bing. Please, everyone, calm down.
Oh, there it is, baby. Give us money, Bing. You already know what it is. We want to shout our sponsors today. Adidas Football and Bing.
Yes. I do. These were. I was already too old for these, but I do remember these.
So this kind of stuff, like anime and all that, like with this kind of stuff, like I always thought it was kind of cool. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But like I never really got into it. But then I met people who were really into it, and I was like, I'm never going to get into this.
I don't want to be associated with these people.
I mean, I use deodorant, so I don't think I'm allowed, you know? I don't need acne cream, so I'm not sure.
I'm looking up Bakugan, and this is like, this reminds me of Gundam. Do you remember Gundam?
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is okay. Yeah, this is definitely past my time. This was like when Yu-Gi-Oh was big, and
yeah.
I was already done. You know, Pokemon was like that. I was into Pokemon, and then Yu-Gi-Oh came out. I'm like, all right, what?
This I used
same
to watch
thing.
Pokemon in the morning when I would get dressed to go to school. Like I got into Pokemon in the sense that like I enjoyed watching it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I like but, the like, game the more than the show. I didn't really enjoy the show.
What's better? We have a new poll. What's better, Bing, Google? I don't care. Colo, colo, blanco. Yeah, I never got into like the things that like have like, oh, get in the arena, you know, like, and people are playing. I never got into it. Like, these are kids that would drink like very big, like, what's the drink at 7-Eleven?
A Big Gulp?
No, the frozen drinks.
A Frosty?
Is it a Frosty? No, Frosty is Wendy's.
I don't know.
You know what I'm talking about. Slurpee. Yes, thank you, Board Martin. Kids that drank Big Gulp Slurpees, they loved this shit. You know what I mean? I just couldn't get into it. Like, I couldn't understand
it. Their tongues are always blue, you know?
I remember, like, a group of these kids who knew my friend were really into, like, they would make, like, the robots with the guns on them. You know what I mean? Like, they would make a lot of those figures, which, like, it seems like there's, like, a billion of these games, like, video games where you control a robot with guns. You could pick, like, one with that's, like, really heavy, one that's faster and dies quicker. Like, a million of these, right? So, like, they were really into that kind of thing. And, like, they would build them in their, like, you know, apartments or whatever. And I remember, like, my friend was really into them, and I roasted one of them. I, like, just fucked with one of the kids about whatever, something they were wearing, which... You know, looking at it now is me being mean to this kid, but like they took it so bad. Like every one of my friends would just roast me back. And like these kids, like you couldn't say anything about them. They were just like, why would you say that? Like, no. Now you make fun of my head. You know, I got a big head. Did you know how this works?
Yeah. I'm not, you know, it's not just, I feel bad just being mean to you and not getting anything in return.
Right. I'd be like, if you're not mean to me, then I can't continue being mean to you. You know what I mean?
Okay. But you really not.
Like they didn't know how it worked, you know?
Yeah.
it's just me being a little bit nasty.
It's not bullying. It's a transaction. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I can see why you would be offended if you didn't say anything back, you know, but that's what I was leaving the door open for you, you know.
Oh my goodness. So okay, so let's wrap up. Obviously Thanksgiving is tomorrow. We did have a couple questions about what Latino Thanksgiving is.
Northwood Guitar just said he popped an edible and now we're about to talk about Thanksgiving. Buddy, you're gonna be hungry.
Obviously, look, happy Thanksgiving to everyone. Hopefully you can enjoy it in whatever way that you can. That is obviously the most safe. We appreciate you. You know, we're thankful for the fact that we have people that are supporting what we're doing and hang out with us here on Twitch and listen to the podcast and watch our show on Fubo and all this other stuff. So look, let's at least just get the pleasantries out of the way and just like, stay safe. If you have to be with family, which I know some people do not want to be, wear a mask because it'll make your, you know, conservative relatives talk to you less. Okay. You can just go in your other room. Okay. Where the air is safe and the viral load is not as dangerous. But yes, stay safe as possible. Okay.
And also, look, this is the first time in my life that I'm not going to be with my immediate family for Thanksgiving. My grandfather, who raised me like he was my father figure growing up, he raised me like his own son, which he obviously didn't need to. R.I.P. Love you, abuelo. His birthday was always around Thanksgiving, so we always celebrated on Thanksgiving. So Thanksgiving is, in that sense, a very meaningful day for me. I had to explain to my family, why aren't we eating turkey? There's a lot involved in Cubans understanding what Americans do for Thanksgiving, you know? Mm-hmm. But for me, it's a very important day. So I just want to say, hey, since I can't be with my immediate family for the first time ever, you fans, you're my turkey, okay?
Okay. And he's eating the thigh first, okay?
Yeah, that's right, yo. I'm going to get up in them wings, you know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah, some people were asking about, let us know what you're doing for Thanksgiving. Put it in the chat. We'll see, you know, what sort of Thanksgiving looks like during a pandemic. And I'm hoping by the next Thanksgiving, we are still not, you know, we're not under a pandemic and things will feel a little bit more. Right. No, Luke, sir, you just said, gobble me, swallow me. I'll be honest, I did not expect a Meg Thee Stallion quote coming from Luke Sturgio, okay? I'll be honest, it was great.
Very impressive. I'm Mexican, so our to-go's are pozoles, tamales, and tamales for Thanksgiving. My family specifically loves to get down with some enchiladas, though. Yo, that sounds like a fire Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
What is the Polanco household Thanksgiving typically? Not now that you have a nutritionist girlfriend who's going to make you eat kale all day.
We almost rarely do turkey. It's usually pernil, or sometimes chicken, but rarely turkey.
Turkey's not a very Latin thing.
Yeah, I you know, we have it. It's happened, you know, it's not, you know, entirely like super rare that we have it, but I think my mom is like, it's more work, you know, with the turkey. I don't know. I've never cooked a turkey, a full turkey or a hog. So I don't know the actual differences, but she very much prefers to do pernil over turkey.
My family does three types of pork, sometimes four. Now, Cubans and pork are like people from Naples and Maradona, okay? Pork is considered like a god dish. And sometimes there's actually five types of pork. But there's always a pernil, always. It's not Thanksgiving if there's no pernil. Uh-huh. There's always costilla. If you don't have pork ribs, I mean, why'd you even show up? You know, Ma, you taking a half day, abuela? You know, there's always, forever chicharrones. And one of the main reasons why there's so much chicharrones is because my grandmother, she would render the pig fat. She would cook the chicharrones in the big caldero before she made the rice. So she would sear the rice in the pig fat, right? It was incredible. And then there was always, so we had pernil, we had costilla, chicharrones, ham. A lot of times my grandmother would make a ham, which a ham and a pernil are essentially the same cut. There's just one's cured.
I love Paolo in Minnesota said, and then a coronary bypass surgery the next day.
Oh, it's happened in my family, and I expect it to happen again. And the fifth one sometimes is Board Martin said, I'm coming over. Alexis, I don't get to go, so if you want to go to Newark, go for it. I'm not going to go this year. I'm staying here. The fifth one is sometimes when they make the frijole, the black beans. Some people call it black bean soup. We don't eat it as a soup. It's really only poured over rice. Every once in a while, there would be either actually, sometimes there's six. So the fifth one would be cuts of like bacon almost, like cuts of cured pork mm-hmm. in the beans. And the sixth one is pork chorizo in the soup. If it's a really cold Thanksgiving, my grandmother will also make soup, some type of guisao, and that will have a pork sausage in it. Wow, six types of pork.
See, I'm already like getting parched listening to you talk about this. Like,
sodium levels are through the roof, buddy.
Like, how do you eat all of this? I'm thirsty. This is crazy.
It is. I mean, to say Thanksgiving for Cubans also, like, it's, I don't know, I've experienced it with my wife's family. Sometimes I'll go to my wife's family first, and then we end up at my house second. But, like, The way sometimes Italians will eat, where it takes like
Robert Vermeulen said, and a Diet Coke to stay healthy.
Yeah, we gotta watch our figures, right? Everybody, we don't want to be thick with three C's, you know, just two. But like, we would like sometimes Italian families will like eat all day. Like they'll bring out this smaller meal, and then they'll relax a little bit. And everyone kind of talks, and then here comes like the second part of the meal, and then everyone talks. My family was more, a lot of the stuff is already on the table at the same time, but you're not expected to just sit there and just go to town. You know what I mean? Like, relax, talk a little bit. You know what I mean? Well, obviously, talk means you're going to get belittled. You're going to get roasted for your decisions. Your significant other's going to be told, why are you doing this? You don't need to be with him. Yeah. You know what I mean? They're not saying I could do better. They're saying she could do better. And then, you know, then dessert comes.
I am
and we eat pork. No, I'm joking.
I am, you know, where's the food? Is that it? Okay, I'll get what I want to eat. Let's get out of here. I do not need this whole all day of eating. This is why people are like, every Thanksgiving, there's always this like, oh, I'm going to get so stuffed and I'm going to get, I'm like, what? Who has the time for, how much, what is this like, it's almost like a, what's it called? Not Kama Sutra, the tantric sex, but with food, you know what I mean? Like this whole preparation and like you're like getting horny for the food you're about to eat, and I'm like, all right, this
you're like, why are we edging the food?
just
get in there and pound
it
out,
or don't eat it. Why is everybody talking about this? Yeah, S. Bog 99 said hedonism. Yeah,
hedonism. We're all sting. We have sex for 35 hours. That's us eating.
Okay, and then you end up wearing the pig heads. You know, on the it's too much.
Eyes, assholes wide shut. food debauchery. Put Northwood guitar. Lousy Human Val said, my birthday is either on or around Thanksgiving, so I may need to get myself a birthday cake for funsies this year. Please do it, dude. Get yourself a cake and consider pork, you know, for
a
nice Cuban cake. You know what's weird? I don't know how Twitch's algorithm works, but as soon as I said edging the food, we've got three new viewers. I don't know how this works.
Hit that follow button if you're into edging your food, okay?
Listen, you got to get it warmed up a bit, you know?
Oh, my goodness. All right. I mean, look. So, look, everybody, I hope you enjoy your Thanksgiving, whatever your holidays look like, as long as you, look, frankly, do whatever you want. Just don't catch COVID-19. That's the only advice we can give you.
Just don't do it, because a bunch of comedians just did, and they're not having a good time.
Yeah, and even, like, people think, certain states that the numbers are not high, like, bro, it does not matter. We have like seven friends that just got it, and it's
and they're struggling,
and it's scary.
Fun.
So
yeah, some of them is very scary.
Yeah, don't play with this, man. It's scary. You know, like obviously we know people who had it, but they're still getting it, and the cases are still going up. So don't get meemaw sick. All right, you don't want that.
No, not at all. I want to read Crimson Pizza said, I've been called the sting of consuming food. just I don't know what that means, and I love it. but also, just kick aided, which is Eddie Barroso, our homie. He said, the Barroso household, we get those eats in for Thanksgiving. Argentinian empanadas, choripan, pernil, penne a la vodka, two deboned and stuffed turkeys, mashed potatoes, and corn chowder. For dessert, it's flan with ice cream and dulce de leche. My God. If you order that at a restaurant, they'd be like, okay, we're done with the food. We got no more.
That's intense. Like, look, that all sounds great. I'll have a little bit of each. That's all.
No, that's embarrassing. I will say, choripan seems like a lot to expect you to eat and then also have a meal. Choripan, if you don't know, it's bread, a huge piece of sausage, typically sliced in half and griddled on each side. And then there's also chimichurri sauce on top. Like, wow, that alone is a hell of a meal. I can't imagine that. And then someone's like, are you ready for the empanadas and penne a la vodka? I'd be like, do I win a t-shirt at the end of this Thanksgiving?
Okay, I feel like you're asking a lot of me, bro. but yeah, so yeah, obviously enjoy your holidays as best you can and as safely as you can. So thank you for...
Real quick, what is the Dominican dessert? We didn't cover dessert real quick. What is your Dominican dessert?
Kind of similar. Well, flan is common. Dulce de leche is common. Tres leches cake.
Oh, hell yeah.
Also good. I'm a big fan of flan. I'm a big flan head over here.
Yeah. I'm a big flan addict.
Okay. Yes.
Oh, pudding de pan.
Pudding de pan. Right. I've not. Bread pudding, I assume that is. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I've not. For whatever reason, I saw Putin, like Vladimir. I'm like, what is he? Is he involved? Is he a fan of Thanksgiving?
Wow. All right. Well, dessert's going to be very tough this year.
I love this. I don't know how many Twitch channels have the level of diversity of just the food alone in the Twitch chat. So this is pretty great. So thank you for everybody for the contribution.
How about Paolo in Minnesota said turrón de Doña Pepa in Peru?
Okay. Wow. This sounds like a person. Who's Doña Pepa? Who's that?
It actually sounds like the person everyone's afraid of in the TV novela. Oh no, it's the turrón de Doña Pepa.
New Nation, eso está heavy. That's right. Well, heavy spelled J-E-V-I. Everybody knows that. Heavy. Okay. I don't mean to correct you, but I do have these Dominican braids in, okay?
Okay. He's got right now his, what I like to call, instead of the number one or the number two at the barber, is I'll have the Uber driver.
Okay? Oh, and just to wrap, before we wrap up, Helene keeps telling me to go to the Nutmeg Cam because apparently he's doing something cute. I don't know what it is. Not anymore. He's not doing anything cute, but apparently he's no longer cute, but we're going to go to him. We didn't get too many subs today. Did people not want to see Nutmeg? That is insulting.
It's incredible.
Okay.
And it's 20% off if you gift a sub. Where's Monkey? You
know? Oh, that's right. Monkey. All right. You know, okay. Nutmeg is just simply waiting for the subs to arrive. Look at him.
Look at him. Sad. He's sad. That's why he's like, I got to sit up. I'm not even going to lay down in a cute way anymore. Because we got no subs.
This is great. He's just, you know, he's been calm during the day, and then he's been getting a little bit kind of difficult at night. Like, he's like, all his energy comes out at night. But during the day, he's like sleeping, lying around, pretty chill. And then at night, he's like, let's go. Let's turn it on. Bed.
Oh, are you guys tired? Well, funny enough, I prepared for this moment.
Okay, sleep is for losers. Yeah. All right, because I'm out here grinding, all right?
I'll sleep when I'm dead, my G. I'm hustling.
Diego said, Turrón de Doña Pepa in Peru looks so sweet. All right, now I'm going to have to Google this. What's
Turrón? Bing it, yo. Bing it for everybody. Let them know what it looks like.
Turrón de Doña Pepa. Oh, this is like a dessert. This is delicious. Look at this. This seems.
Oh, I'm with it. Oh, I've had these. I've had these a million times. These are amazing.
This seems like it looks like there's like
it's like the cake that chaha is sometimes it's called like a Russian celebration cake.
Oh, okay.
Dude, this is so good. I've had this a million times. There's another word for it. Like, Puerto Ricans and Cubans call it something else because the bakeries I grew up eating this in call it something else. And Cubans will put a white vanilla glaze, like from a black and white cookie on it, as opposed to the chocolate.
I mean, it looks like a literal party in a cake. I mean, I mean, I'm hoping like a tiny stripper will bounce out of it. You know what I mean?
Doña Pepa?
Wow, you look good for your age.
Oh, wow. Typically, Doñas don't do what you're doing here, but I'll tell you, I am all for it.
Okay, well, thank you. All right, I'm going to have to figure out where to try this. My girlfriend's sister, her boyfriend is Peruvian, so I'm going to ask him. And he's a cook, so I'm going to ask him about this.
So you better press him until he brings some of this over, yo.
Where is Doña Pepa? I'm going to grab him by the collar. No,
get the fuck out of here until you get me some turrón de Doña Pepa.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. People listen to the podcast. We appreciate you listening. I know it's mostly very silly, and you can't see Doña Pepa on the podcast, but trust me, you can watch the videos. You can watch the episodes on YouTube so you can see everything that we did. Follow us on Twitch again, twitch.tv/soccercooligans. Follow us, subscribe, help support, and enjoy your holiday. So thank you everybody for tuning in. We really, really appreciate it. Anything else before we wrap up? Again, pick up the patch for Daryl to help support his family, cover the medical costs. It's really incredible. I can't, you know, honestly, we thought we planned for 300. We thought we were going to sell
That's what we had it capped at.
Literally, we had it capped at 300 because we did not expect this. But the love has been unreal. So, and we're probably going to hit like 1,000 by tomorrow. So, feel free to pick one up. Could be a really cool thing.
Just to answer Glenster, I am familiar with the New Orleans King Cake, and I absolutely love them. I had it when I was down in New Orleans. They're absolutely amazing. And there's a bakery here that I found in Brooklyn that makes them, and I can't wait to get one.
Okay.
Thank you for reminding me of them. Have you seen them? They're like spiral, and they have like the purple and the yellow and stuff and the green on the outside.
I have not seen any of that.
Sometimes they're spiral on the inside. There's like all different types. Some of them are filled with cream. They're great.
Okay.
Well, maybe we'll get one for the show.
For the show, yeah. It's a business expense, you know?
I'll just eat it, and then I'll tell you as I'm eating it what it tastes like.
All right, everybody. Thank you again for tuning in. We appreciate you. Enjoy your holidays. We will be back next week. We have a really fun show already. We taped an interview already with Rachel Daly and Zach Valentin of the Houston Dash and Houston Dynamo. We talked to them together. It was really, really cool. Rachel Daly is currently playing for the West Ham Women in the Women's Super League out in England. We had a great conversation with her. So that'll be available next week. So subscribe to the podcast, watch watch on Fubo TV to check that out. Okay.
To answer Robert from LA, the patch for Daryl was designed by On the Volley Apparel.
Yes.
So again, order one. The link is in the chat, I still believe, right? We should probably put exclamation point patch.
Oh, or if you go to onthevolleyapparel.com/cooligans, it's also right there. You won't miss it.
So thank you so much. Hey, Diego Maradona, que descansa en paz. And that's it. Dude, we absolutely love you guys. Please stay safe for Thanksgiving. Please, 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 please.
Yeah. We don't want to hear any positive COVID test results 2 weeks from now. Okay?
That's right.
All right, everybody.
The only thing negative, we want to hear nothing but negative. Negative about the terrible turkey y'all cooked, the dry-ass turkey, and about your negative COVID tests.
All right, everybody. Peace. Take care. So with that said, my name is Christian Polanco.
I'm Alexis Guerrero.
And together, what are we?
The Cooligans!